Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast here. We had an awesome, awesome guest on Redskins 100. You might have heard of him. Junior Gallette joined us in studio with me, Chick, and B. Mitch. Answered every question, took a ton of fan questions via Facebook Live and some questions from my Instagram page. Junior's a really good dude. We are going to take a bunch of our conversation, both from the show and from Facebook Live, and we're putting it together as a podcast. You guys are going to love this. Podcast Pete is in charge, so I think he's going to do a great job. You guys are going to like this. We're going to go right to Junior right after a quick word from our sponsors.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Let us introduce now, in his seventh season in the National Football League, the man, the myth, the legend we call Junior Gallette to the house. There we go. Oh, look at this. Wait a minute. How about that? How about that?
Somebody boys?
Somebody actually booed. How you doing?
Good, man.
Oh, can you hear it? There's actually a clap track behind us. The people, How about that? There's a clap track. All right, so what's new, Junior?
Well, I know I'm about to be a free agent.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I'm healthy. Mm-hmm. And I'm just blessed, man. Just waiting through this process. Trusting the plan that God has for me. It's been an interesting ride, like I said. And like I said, I'm just excited about the next chapter of my life.
You went through 2 years getting ready to play. And yeah. I've told you many times that I respect the hell out of you because that has to be tough. But then last year you got the opportunity, and I think you felt you were ready to go more. You didn't get as much of a chance to play. What do you envision this year if you get that opportunity to go out there again?
Well, I feel like if you look at the numbers, statistically, like the last four games, I feel like were pretty much what I expected throughout the whole year. And I don't think that was asking for much. I think it was I averaged about 35 plays and those last four games. So I think if I get that, I know I can do damage. As you can see in the last four games, people are like, "Oh, they're Junior is." I'm like, "Yeah, I've been here. I just, you know, it's just limited opportunities." I'm very thankful and I'm blessed. As you just said, like to come back, you know, from two major Achilles, it just does not happen. And to be in the situation that I'm in right now, to potentially, you know, be somewhere, you know, or if it's not here, and have an impact that I did in the game of football like I did in 13 and 14, I'm blessed, man. It'll be a major story, and I'm just excited to finish writing that.
I hate the fact that you use the word if I'm back here, because that word if scares me.
But it has to be.
But it has to be that way. No question about that, because you are entering another situation. It's the situation. So the question to you is, do you want to be here, and do you think that they used you properly those last four games in order for you to express to them that you can do the job?
I definitely want to be here. Like I told you before, this team took a chance on me when I came out of New Orleans. I was on a $48 million contract, and I got released after, you know, putting back-to-back double-digit sacks.
Yeah, yeah.
So, of course, there were some concerns, you know, and I'm like, man, obviously I was in turmoil mentally. Like, you just at the top of the world, and you're like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And obviously I had did some things that I wish I hadn't done, and I had learned from those mistakes, and I'm a better man from it. But at the time, I just was like, wow, what's – I didn't know what was going on. I just got released. I was the captain of what's going on. Like, what happens now? Like, literally, people don't understand that. That's like, I literally just got fired. And the only way for me to get another job is to relocate to another state. Mm-hmm. So everything changes. It's not just a normal job. And it's real stressful mentally. And then for Washington to come in and call me to take that chance on me really means a lot. So, of course, I do want to be here. And to answer the second question, the last four games, I do feel like they used me properly, and I did show more than enough what I could do with, you know, playing me at 35 snaps a game, mm-hmm. opposed to 18 to 20.
Your thoughts on Sua Cravens, who has now petitioned and is back in the league, whether he's with the Redskins or not, we don't know, but he's going back into a locker room somewhere. What are your thoughts?
It's a player with so much potential, feel like the sky's the ceiling, He doesn't really have a ceiling, and guys need to gather around that guy and know that he came in as 20-year-old that faced some adversity with the concussions and injuries, and lift him up and try to be there for him and hope that he has a tremendous career. As B. Mitch said, he went through some adverse situations in life too, mm-hmm. and had guys to shoulder and lean on. If he didn't have those guys, who knows that what would have happened with his career. You know, he was able to propel it, and hopefully the same thing happens with Sue, and the same thing happens for me, that I overcome some adverse situation, and it makes me a better person. And you look back at when it's all said and done, like, wow, I did some crazy stuff when I was younger, you
know? Right. Persevered.
Mr. Chick, big question, big thing that has happened, and I know that this is all unofficial, so whatever you are or are not able to talk about, we understand. But the Redskins reportedly have made a very big move to acquire Alex Smith. That likely means Kirk Cousins is on his way out of town. I imagine you know both just from your time in the NFL. You obviously know Kirk. Yeah. What do you think of Alex's game, and what's it going to be like probably not playing with Kirk next year?
Kirk or Kurt?
I'm not from McLean, dude. I'm from Bethesda. I can say Kirk. K-I-R-K.
Hey, so no, seriously, I think it's a pretty strong move in Alex Smith. I feel like they had to make something definite, and opposed to going back and forth with Kirk, and and I think it's a positive move for the team. It's a great fit for a guy who comes in and he's very efficient, doesn't throw the ball away, and is going to give you 20-plus touchdowns a year, and then you have more money to build around just the whole team.
And when you look at Kirk Cousins, and I want to make sure people understand, it's like fans like to say what they want to say. When you look at him as a quarterback, what do you think about him?
I feel like if you look at Kirk Cousins and you compare him, like, now relax when I say this.
Okay.
Some of his
buyers. Chicks getting ready to
as soon as I throw a name, you look at his first 3 years as a starter that he's played 3 years. Mm-hmm. That's his numbers. It was 3 years as a starter where he's had opportunities. You look at a guy like Drew Brees and his numbers in his first 3 years as a starter.
This.
Look at the numbers. Just look at the numbers. I don't want to. I don't want to hear
over
about
$12. Over $13.
I don't want to hear about the check. I'm just talking about the numbers. Mm-hmm. Let's just talk about the numbers,
right?
And let's compare the weapons as well,
right?
From that San Diego team that had the Sproles and LaDainian and high-powered offense and the tight end who was there. That mm-hmm. Gates was balling.
Yeah,
you look at those numbers and compare them. You're like, this guy has some potential to do some legendary stuff if you put some pieces around him.
Drew Brees' first three seasons with the Chargers to back you up. Now, I'm only going to go with his 16-game seasons because he played 11.
Go with it.
Never got to 4,000 yards, to your point.
Okay. Chris Copenhaver says, show us your tattoo. That is a big question mark.
Which one?
It has to be the Redskins.
Oh, man, it's a little ashy.
So you got that tattoo. You got that tattoo. I mean, That was
part of life, though.
Listen, this is my everybody say something about, oh, you got a tattoo, what you gonna do? I'm like, this is my journey. I have a Saints tattoo. I have 93 and 58. This is my after I'm done, all said and done, it was a story that was written on me, you know, and I feel like I can look at myself and look at some of the things and go back to a certain point in my life.
Wow.
Like, you know, like this is I was sack man and putting people in the body bag and you know, I can go back to certain points of my life, like the underdog, you know, that's just who I, that's just my personality. Right. I take on the aura. And so, you know, it's just, I don't know why people get so
riled up about it. And what people go crazy about. Yeah. It's like, you can see, if you live closely, that you got a lot of stuff going on. And people see one thing, oh, yeah, that means he's going to be here forever.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that.
Yeah. The tattoo like, will be there forever.
Most tattoos are, most people get tattooed because of a story they're trying to tell.
Yeah. Right.
A lot of people believe, you get a tattoo, oh, you're this, you're that. Man, I want to.
I don't want to have all 32 logos on my body.
Run out of space.
Let me find a spot here.
I got one left in my ankle.
Cleveland.
This will be Cleveland.
What is the tattoo? It's just an empty helmet. Yeah. What is the logo?
What is it? It's got to be a dog.
Some dogs.
It's got to be a dog.
Some feces around it.
Oh!
Wow.
B. Mitch has talked about this. A lot of people on Facebook Live are talking about this. Do you ever think the Redskins personnel would be better suited in the 4-3 than the 3-4?
It's hard to say, you know. I feel like you got guys that's played in the 4-3, myself, who's had experience, and there's guys who played in the 3-4. But I feel like we couldn't stop the run this year. Sure. That was our problem. You can't finish top 10 in sacks and have three guys in the top 10, you know, pressure rate in the league and just not be just phenomenal in just all areas. You can't stop the run. It's just going to affect or everything else. So 4-3, 3-4, you have to stop the run. You got to get somebody in that middle that's going to plug that up. And we haven't been able to do that.
How much did you all miss Jonathan Allen when he got hurt?
We miss Jonathan Allen. I think he has a bright future and is going to be a phenomenal talent in this league. But you look at Anthony Lanier and Matt Ioannidis, who came in, they really stepped up. It's a next man up attitude mindset. And was there some drop off and maybe stopping the run with Jonathan Allen? Yes, of course. But as far as pass rush, I don't think any Anthony Lanier, you know, it was a drop off.
Andrew Hawkins wants to know, and this, I'm going to put you in the GM seat here. What do you think is the biggest need on the defense for us next season? How would you address the draft or free agency?
If I were the GM, I'd look at the nose interior just right there and say, I need a guy who's going to just stuff up the middle. Because you got Stacey McGee's a phenomenal run stopper if you look at the tape, but he's a defensive end.
Right.
He's 6'4", 320. He's an end in a 3-4, and people don't understand that. Like, why is he a nose? No, he's an end.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's literally like a technique to play that nose, a special attribute that you have to play that, and some guys don't suit it. And that's the biggest need. I feel like they get a guy there that's consistent to play the nose and stop the run. You got guys that could, you know, you got more than enough, a boatload of fast rushes as like the Philadelphia Eagles do.
What do you get out of talking with the folks?
Oh, it's great, man. I feel like the people that just feel like, first off, they kind of put you in a pedestal. Mm-hmm. I just want to let people know that I'm human just like you are.
Right.
I've seen guys literally say, oh, wow, man, Junior Gillette's human just like we are. Like,
look, what did you say to me when we walked in? You said to me, your voice is the same.
It was incredible, though. Right. That's because it's kind of different. Because I hear you sometimes. I leave the TV on by accident. I'm like, man, this chick guy doesn't. And I can hear you from downstairs. I know that's who it is. So when I see you, I can just recognize who you are in your voice, through your voice. So it's pretty cool.
Pretty fun. All right, time for rapid fire questions.
I like this.
These are nice and I need good tight answers because we got a little time.
Okay,
left,
let's
go. All right, Junior Gillette, favorite quarterback to sack.
Eli Manning.
And then you get that Eli Manning face. Toughest O lineman you've ever faced?
Trent Williams.
Woo! Wow. In practice?
By far.
Or a game? Okay. Looks like you hoop often. So who is your basketball idol?
Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
MJ, dude.
No, never.
Are you really gonna fight Kobe about that now? I'm asking him, not you.
The answer is MJ.
Really?
Kobe, he say his. MJ. He didn't say yours.
The answer's
come
MJ.
Come on, here you go.
The answer's MJ.
Cut the ears off.
He's so young. Do you remember?
He got so upset.
He's so young. MJ, do you remember MJ? You probably remember as a Wizard. Ooh, that's not good.
Not good.
Hey, he did all right.
Hey, he's going
50.
Stop.
He's going 50.
Oh, yeah. Last game.
By one game.
Last game. Look at this.
Come on, man.
Best trash talker on the Skins.
Me.
Worst trash talker on the Skins.
Vernon Davis.
Just too nice. He's the nicest dude.
I don't
in the
even
NFL.
See him trash talk. He's the type of trash talk too, and he's like, "Hey, man, what did I do to you?"
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's right, a friend. You feel bad. You're like, hey,
he's a friendly.
Bad.
He's a friendly guy.
Can I ask you a question?
No, no, you cannot. No, you cannot.
Best teeth in the NFL.
I don't even want to tell you what I nicknamed. I'm not.
Okay,
gonna say
yeah.
It.
I'm say it.
Most intimidating coach, Manusky or Tom Sula? Most intimidating coach. Which one?
I don't find them intimidating.
Okay, weirdest combine pre-draft question you ever got.
Did your parents do voodoo? I was Haitian. I'm Haitian, so
okay. They asked you that for real.
Yeah, it was like, did your parents, are you familiar
you know what
with
you should have done? You should have just
the voodoo. I'm like, what?
Wow. What
you should have started doing something. That. You should have just started looking at them funny.
I was killed. I had no. I was so confused.
You should have went like this.
From football to voodoo.
You should have went like this, man. You should have said, we made voodoo.
You should say, what you do, whatever you think.
Yeah. All right, well, Junior, we can't thank you enough for coming
appreciate
in and making
it,
the trip
no
in
doubt,
here.
Man.
To we hope everything works out. Obviously, us folks here and Redskins Nation want you to be back in the burgundy and gold. That's what we'd like to see. We know it's a business as well. But whatever happens, we wish you well wherever you're playing, unless, of course, you're playing against the Washington Redskins.